Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Think Like a Freak, the authors of Freakonomics Offer to Retrain Your Brain is a 2014 nonfiction book by Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen J. Dubner that extends the Freakonomics style into a practical guide for better problem solving. Rather than focusing on economics alone, it explains how to approach difficult questions with more curiosity, skepticism, and discipline. The book argues that people often make poor decisions because they rely too heavily on intuition, social pressure, moral certainty, or familiar habits. Levitt and Dubner encourage readers to redefine problems, test assumptions, admit uncertainty, and pay attention to what people actually do rather than what they say they do. Through short case studies and examples from business, sports, philanthropy, and everyday life, the book shows how unconventional thinking can lead to better answers. Its purpose is not to provide a rigid method, but to retrain readers to ask sharper questions and think more analytically. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book treats uncertainty as the starting point for better thinking. A central idea in Think Like a Freak is that admitting ignorance is often more useful than pretending to know the answer. Levitt and Dubner argue that people frequently rush into decisions with confidence, even when they have not defined the problem clearly or examined the evidence. The book pushes readers to become comfortable saying they do not know yet, because uncertainty creates space for investigation. This matters because many mistakes come from overconfidence rather than lack of intelligence. Instead of treating uncertainty as weakness, the authors treat it as a productive stage in reasoning. That stance is especially important in complex areas, such as policy, business, and social change, where intuition can be misleading and feedback is often delayed. By slowing down the impulse to judge immediately, the book encourages a more scientific attitude toward problems. The result is a practical intellectual shift. Uncertainty is not an obstacle to thinking, but the condition that makes real thinking possible. Secondly, redefining the problem often reveals better solutions. The book repeatedly shows that many difficult problems persist because they are framed too narrowly or too conventionally. Levitt and Dubner argue that if a question is poorly defined, the answers will usually be weak no matter how much effort is put into solving it. Their method is to step back and ask whether the real issue has been identified correctly. This is one of the book's strongest practical lessons because it changes the point of attack rather than simply optimizing a bad plan. In several examples, the authors show that a fresh formulation can expose options that were invisible under the original framing. This approach is especially valuable in situations where people inherit categories, assumptions, or goals without testing whether those categories still make sense. The book suggests that many failures of policy and management come from solving the wrong problem very efficiently. Thinking like a freak means being willing to rethink the question itself, not just the answer. Thirdly, data and experimentation matter more than common sense. Levitt and Dubner consistently challenge the idea that common sense is a reliable guide. They argue that intuition often feels convincing because it is fast and familiar, not because it is accurate. The book therefore promotes evidence-based reasoning, gather information, test assumptions, and compare predictions with observed outcomes. Its examples are designed to show how data can contradict what people naturally expect. This is one reason the book feels different from generic self-help writing. It does not ask readers to believe in abstract positivity or sheer willpower. It asks them to inspect reality more carefully. The authors also emphasize that experiments do not need to be grand to be useful. Even small tests can reveal whether a strategy works better than expected. This makes the book especially relevant for readers in business, nonprofit work, or public policy, where decisions are often made on the basis of tradition or authority. The underlying lesson is that thoughtful experimentation is a better compass than untested instinct. Fourthly, behavior is driven by incentives, not just stated intentions. Another important theme in the book is the gap between what people say and what they actually do. Levitt and Dubner show that declared beliefs, moral statements, and public explanations often fail to predict real behavior. To understand a problem, they argue, one must examine incentives, constraints, and context. This helps explain why social systems often produce unexpected results. People respond to rewards, risks, embarrassment, convenience, and status, not simply to ideals. The book uses this logic to encourage more realistic analysis of human conduct. Rather than assuming that people act consistently with their stated values, it asks what they are being encouraged to do in practice. That perspective is useful in everything from workplace management to political persuasion. It also helps explain why good intentions are not enough to produce change. Thinking like a freak means looking beneath rhetoric to identify the actual forces shaping decisions. The practical value of this idea is that it prevents naive solutions and makes human behavior more legible. Lastly, persuasion works better through storytelling and empathy than confrontation. The book is not only about solving problems for oneself, it also discusses how to influence other people. Levitt and Dubner argue that direct argument, status competition, and moralizing often fail when persuasion is needed. Instead, storytelling can make ideas more accessible and memorable because stories help people see a problem from another perspective. The authors present persuasion as a behavioral task, not just a logical one. This means understanding the audience, anticipating resistance, and presenting information in a form people can absorb. The book also implies that empathy matters because people are rarely persuaded by being made to feel wrong or inferior. This is a useful corrective to the habit of treating disagreement as a battle to win. In the context of activism, management, or policy, the lesson is that evidence alone is often insufficient unless it is framed in a way that connects with human attention and emotion. Thinking like a freak, therefore, includes knowing how to communicate ideas effectively, not just how to generate them. In conclusion, Think Like a Freak is best suited for readers who want a clear, practical guide to better reasoning rather than a traditional motivational book. It will appeal to people interested in decision-making, economics, management, public policy, philanthropy, and everyday problem-solving. Its main benefit is that it trains readers to question assumptions, redefine problems, and rely on evidence instead of habit or status-driven intuition. The book is intellectually useful because it encourages humility without becoming cynical, and curiosity without becoming vague. It asks readers to examine incentives, notice the difference between claims and behavior, and treat failure as information. Compared with similar books in the broader thinking and productivity category, it stands out because it is grounded in the distinctive Freakonomics style accessible, example-driven, skeptical of conventional wisdom, and focused on how real people behave rather than how they claim they behave. It is less about inspiration than about sharpening judgment. Readers who are open to having their assumptions challenged will find it especially worthwhile because it offers not a slogan, but a usable way of approaching hard problems more honestly and more intelligently. If you would like to support Stephen D. Levitt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.